because we've all been there. It's the second date update on the Keola Show, 1027 The Bomb.
And we got Zach on the line this morning. Second date update. What you got going on, my brother?
So I met this girl named Stephanie in the bar while I was getting drinks with the boys at Mai Tai, and she was dope. She was beautiful. She had a great smile. So, you know, while I was getting the drink for the boys, I was like, hey, you know, did a little small talk, got my way in there, got her number. And then I was like, hey, maybe we could, like, hang out one-on-one time, me and you know, outside of our friends. And we did that. We met at Moku, right? Met at Moku a couple
of
days later.
Kaka'ako.
I've driven past it a couple times.
Yeah, it's cool. I like it. I like sitting at the bar.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the food is really good. I like the atmosphere, I guess. You know what I mean? And the bartenders are always really nice. One of them listens every morning.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah, super nice guy. Gosh, I wish I remembered his name.
I'm so sorry, people. Okay.
I don't know what it is with me and names and dates. But go ahead. So you took her to Moku, and how was that?
Yeah, it was a great date. It was, like, very laid back. It was chill. We really liked each other, I felt. And at the end of the night, I was like, hey, let me text you and let's do it again.
Okay.
And I did, but there's been no response. And I'm just like wondering, what's the deal?
So at the end of the night, when you said, hey, you know what? Let me shoot you a text. We should do this again. How did she respond to that?
She's like, yeah, okay.
Like, was she, yeah, okay. Or, yeah, no, that'd be great.
I don't know. I mean, she said, yeah, okay. It seemed positive. She was like nodding and stuff, but you know.
Was she fake naughty or was it sincere naughty? Because, hey, you're very fortunate in that we have someone that speaks woman.
I do.
Because she is one.
I speak woman.
So she would be able to really break down her response.
Was it more like, yeah, okay. Or was it, oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
She's like, yeah, okay. Like, that's how it ended.
Oh, yeah, she was out.
I can't tell. Yeah.
It could be 50-50.
It could be 50-50?
Yeah, 50-50.
Always go with Kimmy on this one when it comes to the women. All right, cool. Well, I tell you what, Zach. We'll give her a call right now. Just stay quiet on the other line. Let Kimmy and I do the talking. We'll figure out what happened. See if we can reconnect the two of you. At the very least, you'll have some closure.
Yep.
I appreciate it.
Sounds good. And you said Stephanie, right? Stephanie?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Let's see.
Hello, is this Stephanie?
This is her.
Stephanie, this is the Keola Show. We got Kimmy Karuba as well.
Hello.
What's going on, Stephanie?
Oh my God,
baby
Kane.
Oh, here we go. You get the baby Kane song, Steph. Here we go.
This is my baby Kane.
That's right.
This is my baby Kane.
Uh-huh.
This is my baby Kane.
Yeah.
This is my baby Kane.
Who that?
This is my
What, 3 years and 2 weeks old, give or take a few weeks? I don't know, whatever. He was born February 22nd.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's doing good. He's getting big. He is Portuguese. He is definitely trying to assert his independence these days.
Oh, of course.
Yes, and so I have to learn to, at times, man, you know, you want to be daddy. You want to be owning that moment, that atmosphere, that environment, you know, what is happening, but he will not allow that.
Oh, no, yeah. My mom said my favorite thing when I was 3 and 4 was to tell her that she's not the boss of me.
Oh, yeah.
Which she doesn't even know where I would have heard that. My dad must have been talking about his boss or something when he came home from work, because she's like, where else would you have learned something like that? But yeah, I'm like, you're not the boss of me.
That's so funny. You remind me of this story with baby K. So when I'm talking to him, like, you know, when I scold him, I don't want him to feel like I'm just scolding him to scold him.
Right.
I want to explain why it is that you're being scolded and understand and repeat to me what he did wrong.
Sure.
So that he doesn't do it again. However, he's 3 years old and to get his attention. So I keep telling him, I was like, hey, baby, please look at me. Can you look at daddy? Please look at me. And he'll look at me, and then I'll explain to him what happened, right? And why he's in trouble. And I'll be like, do you understand? And the other day, I'm text messaging, I think Krista or something like that, sending her pictures of him.
Yeah.
And then he's talking to me, and then all of a sudden he's like, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then there's like silence. And then he goes,
Daddy, look at me.
Excuse me? And then he starts talking to me about his Legos, and he's like, I need you to help me with this Lego. And then he says, do you understand? I said, you fricka. I just died.
So funny, and yet sort of passive aggressive. I'm like, I don't think you understand what you just did there.
Yeah.
Me?
I was like, I don't think you meant to be sarcastic, but that was genuinely, like, that was good. Well done.
You will be fluent in it.
He says, Daddy, look at me. Do you understand? I was like, you.
Whoa.
Kind of proud of you, but.
Don't use my stuff against myself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're not allowed to use my lines.
No.
You don't see me peeing myself. Well, that's not true. It happens. Depends how many glasses of wine. But anyway, hey. Stephanie, God let
Can
you know.
Something?
No, yeah, we're on the air right now. We made an outgoing phone call to you. So legally, we need your permission to keep talking, if that's okay.
Sure.
Okay, that's a yes, right, Kimmy?
I would take it as a yes.
All right, then we can move forward. So, Stephanie, yes, we are calling you for a reason. There was a guy that you met, I believe, at Mai Tais, mm-hmm. randomly. Exchanged numbers. He took you to Moku for your first date. Everything went good. I think that's a fairly specified situation. Do you know what we're talking about?
Are you talking about Zach?
That is correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So ever since that Moku date, you haven't gotten back to him. Apparently, he's texted you. Is there a reason, or maybe you haven't been getting his texts?
Okay. I mean, the date was something. It was interesting.
It was something.
It started off. Things started off great. We went to Moku. And, you know, everything's going good. He kept blinking, like, uncontrollably. It was, like, very noticeable. Like, at first I was like, okay, is he, like, trying to be cute? And
blinking?
Then I realized, that, like, something's wrong.
Like, blinking, like, isn't blinking like, his eyelids.
Oh.
Okay.
Yes, like, uncontrollably. Like, it was so noticeable. I'm like, okay, something's up.
Uh-huh.
Like, it was really obvious. So I asked him if he was all right. And then he told me that, it was his contacts. Like, they were bothering him.
Okay. I've been there. I used to have contacts.
Yeah, but he didn't have any eye drops with him. So, you know, I was about to suggest that we go to Long's or something, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah,
but then,
yeah.
But, before I could say anything, he takes a sip of water. He pulls out his contacts.
Oh, no.
And puts it in his mouth.
Yeah, I don't know.
Juice, gross.
Yep.
Yes, he just had the pork nachos, and I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Why are you putting contacts in your mouth? That's disgusting. It was really weird. Hey, let me get up. Okay.
Oh, wait, hold on. No. Wait, Stephanie, I'm sorry. Zach's been on the other line. He had called us to call you to figure out why it is that you ghosted him. Go ahead, Zach.
Yeah, so, like, I wear contacts. That was, like, the worst at my contacts have ever been, and I literally couldn't see, and I had to clean it out, and I didn't have solution with me. So it's not like people do that, okay? People do that.
Let's pause for a second because I wear contacts, and I have never done that in my life. Like, you could have dipped it in the glass. Why you gotta put it in your mouth? What is that? That's weird.
You never had a situation where you had an emergency and your contact's bothering you and you need to clean it and you didn't have solution?
I grab a bottle of water. I grab a bottle of water. I pour it on it. I'm not putting it in my mouth and then putting it back in my eye. What the hell is that? That's too much going on.
I mean, it's my bodily fluid, so it's not bad, you know, going to my, you know what I'm saying?
No.
You had the pork nachos. I just imagine some residue, some like a little piece of pork hanging out. It was nasty. Like, I can't.
Wait, remember that second date where he'd been eating the spicy chips or whatever that you like. And
Yeah. The ghost, the Carolina Reaper jerky.
And then he went, you know, down there.
Yes.
What if you did that with a contact? What if you were eating that?
You know what, Stephanie? In Zach's defense, and I think it's just a gross guy thing, because I've done the same thing when I had contact lenses.
No.
Truth be told. I have taken my contact lens out because it was sliding. There was some crud on there. It was probably allergies. And there's a difference because and I wore contacts for like 20 plus years. So I know exactly what he's talking about. When you dip it in distilled water or any kind of like drinking water, you know, the reason that you use saline solution is because it has like the pH balance, and it also has like a, I don't know, like the salt or whatever, very light salt in there that matches the fluid chemistry in your eyes. When you dip it in just straight drinking water, that's like the contact of death.
It's like because, getting water in your eyes.
Because it gets dry, and then it starts sliding even more every time you blink up and down, because the water dries it out versus like having to put it in your mouth and use your own spit.
Okay.
Put it back. I'm sorry. Okay. Once again, this is a gross guy thing, so I don't expect any women to relate to it, but I expect a lot of men who have worn contacts for many years to understand.
Right.
But I've done that. I can't claim I've done it after eating Kahlua pig nachos. But I'm assuming, Zach, you probably, you know, you took a big sip of your water, kind of swished it around when she wasn't looking, swallowed it, then did the contact in your mouth, then contact into your eye, right?
Right. I mean, you're making me sound like an animal. I mean, I'm pretty smart.
Shut up. I just said I did the same thing, you jerk. Okay.
I think he just called you an animal.
She's making me sound like an animal. I get it.
But why he had to do it in my face? Why he couldn't go to the bathroom and do that? Why he had to? He literally was and he made eye contact while he was doing it. It was weird. I did not like it at all.
I really can't do anything with eyeballs. So if somebody needed to do something like that, I would prefer that they do it. I just it's people touching their eyeballs. I can't stand it. It freaks me out.
Back in my dating days, I've actually gone to the extent where I literally took out my contact in the bathroom, threw it away.
I was going to say, like, I mean, yeah, obviously it'd be really uncomfortable and you'd only, like...
You went to the bathroom.
Yeah, have to be able to see.
You went to the bathroom, though. You did it not in front of them.
Yeah, no, you're right. I don't suck on Bosch and Lomb in front of my date. That's for sure. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Gross.
So, I mean, but the point being, Stephanie, that I'm trying to get, and Zach, I'll let you make your own argument here in a second, is that he's not the only guy I know that's done it.
Because I know myself.
I know myself for a fact. I've done it. And, you know, sometimes, like, when it's happening, you're just, you don't really think things through because it's so disturbing and distracting that you just kind of do it. You know, like, natural reaction. Mm-hmm. And that may be what have happened, and was it a bad move on his part in terms, like, if you're like Kimmy and it really, really, really grosses you out, but he was unaware of that, then innocent mistake. And he now knows. He's aware of it moving forward, right?
Don't touch my eyeballs around
you. Don't touch your eyeballs. You got a bad contact. Tell Stephanie. You guys go to Long's. Go pick up some Opti-Free or whatever those things are. You know, like re-wetting eye drops. And then cash back in at Mai Tai and continue your night.
Yep.
Or just remove it, man, in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I understand where he's coming from. I get it. I mean, I would never do it. But he did it in front of me. And this was our first date. And first impressions are everything. And I was thinking about it. I'm not going to want to kiss him after that.
Well,
you don't want eyeball breath.
Think of it this way, Stephanie. You
eyeball
ever had
breath,
like,
yes, exactly.
While on a date or something very intimate, you ever have like, you felt it and you knew it was there, an eye booger or the worst nose hair that you thought was poking out during the date? And it was so distracting. And you were so feeling vulnerable at the moment that you didn't know what to do and you just kind of did what you did.
I excuse myself. I don't do it in front of people because it's rude as well.
Yeah, but then you're comparing the refinement of men to women. You can't do that. That's not fair to us. We already lose in that department. That's a given.
No. I'm speaking on refinement of a human being.
Well,
I don't think this is going well.
Yeah, I thought I made a good argument here.
I thought it was a fair argument. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Zach, your turn. Why am I doing all the work? Go for it. You're the one that's sucking on your freaking Bosch and Lomb in front of dates.
I mean, honestly, I like Stephanie, but if she's so picky like this, where it's like, even when I'm like, you basically explained to her how, like, dipping in water is not good for, like, an contact lens.
Right.
I mean, the only person being picky was you and your eyeball.
Well, here's the problem, Zach. The problem is that you did it in front of her. You should have had the courtesy to excuse yourself to the restroom and then done it in the bathroom, not in front of her. Mm-hmm. I think that's the issue that we're trying to overcome here. And Stephanie, look, you can't change character flaws. In other words, if the guy's a jerk, he's a jerk. You're not going to be able to change that. But you can let someone know that I'm very sensitive when people touch their eyeballs. Like, Kimmy just communicated that, and I actually made note of that. Mm-hmm. Not that I touch my eyeballs at all.
Right.
But, you know, like, if she had communicated that, I now know if I ever had to, I would excuse myself. And, I mean, for crying out loud, I just farted in studio with just her and I in this, you know, just her and I in here.
Yeah.
And we're that comfortable with each other. But now that I'm aware that anyone touching their eyeballs in front of her makes her nauseous, I will excuse myself to the bathroom. Had she not said that, then I wouldn't have known. I may have touched my eyeball in front of her, not knowing. That sounds like the same situation for Zach. So he's aware we can fix that.
You
can't fix someone being a jerk. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all of this is irrelevant. I've already...
Oh, it's very irrelevant. What are you talking about?
I'm not even worried about Zach anymore.
Oh, okay. Oh, she's moved on.
All right. So if you guys would like, we'll pay for dinner and saline drinks.
What?
Multi-purpose saline, no rub drinks. Yeah. Okay. Well, so Stephanie, you really, it grossed you out that bad.
I mean, it's all about the first impression. Like, if he didn't even think of trying to make it look good or decent, like, that's some fifth date type of stuff.
Okay, well, what happens if he says it's never going to happen again? Aside from that moment, you're having a good time, right?
I am not interested in him anymore. Okay. He's a memory.
He's a memory.
He's a
He's a memory.
You're not even a passing thought. You're just a mental sack.
So cool.
I don't know what to tell you. I feel your pain, man. That's why I made as big of an argument as I could for you.
That's the best insult ever.
For not.
He's a memory. I'm going to use that sometime. I have to find the right time for that.
I choose not to remember any of my previous conquests personally, but I'm usually the one that is the memory, if I may. So.